Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Political analyst Steve Roberts is joining me now on the line. Steve, an interesting week over the last week and an interesting weekend, as it always is, over in Washington. Why don't we start off by what is happening overseas? It seems like the decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, it's the one thing where even Republicans are saying, hold on now, and going against the president on this.
Well, Republicans and retired military officers, there have been many voices raised about how disastrous and damaging this is, mainly because it abandons a loyal ally, the Kurds, who have been fighting ISIS and controlling northern Syria. Just one example, John Allen is a four-star Marine general, retired, said that there was blood on Trump's hands, which is pretty strong language. Politically, Brian, very few Americans vote directly on foreign policy. Domestic policy, particularly economics, is always more important. But I think this is where the threat to the president comes. There's a certain number of voters. They tend to be women. Many of them voted for Trump. Like his economic policies, but don't like him personally. Wonder whether he's, and worry whether he's reckless and impulsive. Will he keep their families safe? That's the question they ask themselves. And so this episode, while in and of itself, most Americans couldn't find Syria on a map, but does it convey this sense of recklessness that could be potentially damaging to the president with certain voters? Not people who are a part of his core base, because I think they're committed. But he needs more than that. These are the voters who could decide the election in key states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, primarily women. And if this episode adds to their sense of anxiety about how much they can trust the president, it could be damaging.
Well, maybe not for voters in 2020, but those who will be voting on impeachment, perhaps in the nearer future, this could weigh heavy.
Well, it could. I don't see signs yet that there's significant cracks in the Republican ranks. It would take a lot more than this to drive virtually any Republican to the side of impeachment. But let's remember, during Watergate, at this stage of the investigation, few, if any, Republicans were against President Nixon. But as more information came out, more and more broke ranks. Now, that has not happened yet, and I don't foresee it. But it is interesting that a number of Republicans have been very outspoken in their condemnation of his Syria policy. Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader in the Senate and the man that Trump is going to have to depend on to anchor his defense in the if impeachment reaches the Senate, McConnell wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post calling this a grave mistake that leaves America less safe. That key word, Brian, safe. That's the word that Democrats can throw back at Trump that they can use in campaign ads. So, yes, there is some breaking of the ranks here on this issue. But that's the threat. It's not that voters are going to say, my goodness, he had a terrible policy in Syria because he doesn't understand the geopolitics of the Middle East. That's not the threat. The threat is what it says about him personally.
Looking at Democrats really quickly before we let you go, Hillary Clinton comes out and criticizes Tulsi Gabbard and her campaign. And over the weekend, we saw on the heels of that, Tulsi Gabbard, her name recognition skyrocketing and fundraising dollars, too. She actually was sending out emails fundraising off of criticism from Hillary Clinton. What does that say about maybe her endorsement power for Democrats in 2020? And might that be something Democrats would want to stay away from?
What it says, it's all gotten kind of weird. I mean, it was a strange episode, but it is striking that she would then take that and use it in an ad. It tells me There are a lot of Democrats who don't like Hillary Clinton, a lot of Democrats who resent the campaign she ran, a lot of Democrats who think the mistakes that she made, including the email servers and including taking money for the Clinton Foundation, including big ticket speeches in Wall Street, that one of the reasons why Donald Trump is president is Hillary Clinton was such a poor candidate. And it's and there's still some simmering resentment in Democratic ranks that she was one of the main people responsible for Donald Trump. So in that sense, Tulsi Gabbard trying to raise money off resentment of Hillary Clinton is not a total surprise.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. It's Steve Roberts joining us live on the line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.